day one of the exams in the Leaving Cert and Junior cycle for around 136,000 people today, mostly teenagers. First papers over, English this morning for both years, Home Economics this afternoon for Leaving Cert, Religion for Juniors. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly is at St Oliver's Community College in Drogheda in County Louth. How did it go, Emma?
Yes, Gavin, this is the largest post-primary school in the country, so there were very big numbers sitting both the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cycle exams here. 255 Leaving Cert students in all, and I have to say they seem to be a very zen crowd here in Drogheda. Any nerves by the time we met them after the exam at 12:20, any nerves seemed to have dissipated. They liked the themes of the papers. These are papers, the English paper one, which is all about comprehension and essay writing, and every year they have a theme. The themes this year were challenges at ordinary level, connections at higher level, and as you'll hear now, students leaving the exam were happy in general with how they had done.
I thought it was really good. I thought it would be worse than what I expected, but when I got in I just kept on writing and I thought it was really good.
What did you write about? What ideas did you have?
I wrote about the challenges like that I experienced through school and how my education and all that.
I went in there with fear, but when I actually like sat down and did it, it was actually amazing. Like, I'm proud of what I did and I honestly leave it to God's hands to see what happens next.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was fair. I liked the theme, connections. I thought it was really nice theme and quite broad.
I had to write an entry, a diary entry, about my travels. Apparently I went to Spain. I didn't actually go to Spain, so yeah.
I feel like the rest of the exams are just going to fly now that I've did the first one.
I was a bit nervous last night for it, but not really as nervous now, just because got it over and done with it. It's not that bad, Luke.
There you go, happy out in Drogheda. Emma, you're hearing of a problem with papers that were due to be provided to vision-impaired students.
Yes, Gavin. Now, this is something I haven't managed to confirm with the State Examinations Commission as yet, but I've heard from a parent. This was a new measure piloted last year for students with visual impairments. They were due to be given access to digital papers. This would enable them, of course, to zoom in and enlarge sections. But I heard from a parent that vision impaired students were not able to access, to open those papers this morning. As I say, I've asked the State Examinations Commission about this, but they have yet to get back to me. This is something that may have affected up to 26 candidates.
Emma, thank you. That's our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly at St Oliver's Community College in Drogheda, and good luck to all those taking part in exams.